Hey there, it's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich. There are consumers and food companies willing to pay a premium for regenerative products. At the same time, there are also farmers adopting some of these regenerative practices that would welcome premium prices. But connecting these groups is not as easy as it may sound.
So this is one of the challenges that I observed, that there are a lot of farmers who would like to transition and don't have a market for the output. And there are food companies who would like to source more regeneratively produced ingredients, and they don't know how to connect with the supply.
That's Grounded Capital Partners CEO Stephen Hohenrieder. He says he's using the term regenerative broadly to include any ecologically friendly farming practice.
The markets are developing, and you see companies, large companies, who are making announcements that they're going to buy more regeneratively produced ingredients. But I do think that right now, the best opportunity is for farmers to create direct relationships with the food companies themselves. And there are more organizations that are coming together that I believe are going to facilitate that. There haven't been a lot of great resources for people to date, but those resources are developing.
Hohenrieder invests in mission-driven food companies that want to move their supply chains in more sustainable directions. You've been listening to the Farm of the Future Report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hammerich.